We started our Safe at Home Foundation in 2002. And we put safe rooms in schools. It started out middle school and high school. And now we're in grade school also. And we put a master's level counselor, named the room after my mom. Being the youngest of five children, my dad, I didn't witness him physically abusing my mother, saw the results. When she put food on the table that he didn't want to or didn't like, he would throw it against the wall. I saw her laugh. And, you know, I didn't talk about it for the longest time. When I was a kid, I didn't share with any of my friends. I thought we were the only family that was experiencing that. And, you know, and it really wasn't until the middle 90s, when my wife was pregnant with our daughter, Andrea. We were living in Cincinnati. I had just been fired by the Cardinals. And she said, you want to go to the seminar with me? And I said, sure. You know, I'm not going to say no to her. She's 8 months pregnant. I'm going to say yes to anything she asked me to do. So we go, and as I walked through the front door, I said, oh, because it's a four-day event. And it was one of those self-help things. You know, if you wanted to quit smoking or, you know, whatever things you want to change in your life, this was the place to do it. It was called Life Success. And, you know, my wife and I went in together, but they separate you, and you're with a group of six, eight people. And as they say, I wasn't very comfortable. I had just been named manager of the Yankees. And, you know, where I think it was day two or three, there was a speaker. Because I thought I was born as a nervous kid, and I thought I when things were going on in the house, I thought it was my fault, and so he started talking, and you know, he was connecting the dots for me, and really at the end, and I can't tell you what he said, but it really struck a nerve. And he said, anybody have these feelings? And I stood up, and I'm crying. And as I say, in front of all these strangers, and here I'm, as I just been named Yankee manager, so they pretty much, a number of them knew who I was. And it struck a nerve to the point that I realized what my dad was doing to my mom, and the fear that he was raining on the house, that, you know, I wasn't born this way. It's what my dad, you know, was doing that made me feel this way. So with that, I really wanted to talk about it. So when we got to New York, Allie, my wife, said, what charity should we get involved with? And there was always something in each city that involved children or young people. And I said, how about domestic violence? Which sort of caught her off guard. You know, she knew, obviously, what I, you know, was feeling. So we started Safe at Home Foundation. And it's, you know, it's been over 20 years. We know it works. And, you know, we know there are kids out there that experience what I experienced. The only thing is, I had a place to hide. I had baseball. And baseball saved my life. So now we're just, you know, the Mets are... gave us this opportunity to have an awareness night. You know, we're not looking for anything other than letting people know we're out there, and you know, and it doesn't have to necessarily be a child, but if someone is dealing with something that's uncomfortable, you know, safeathome.org, and you know, we can help them get some help.